Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Like
I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Busy, busy football Friday. You got a top 10 matchup in Ann Arbor, Wolverines, and Longhorns. The Lions kicking off the season in primetime Sunday night. We got the picks coming up at 8:35 this morning. We'll talk more about the Lions at 8:50, including a check-in on this fan base ahead of the most anticipated season in team history. John, not to get lost in all this, we're waiting for the Tigers to either get in the race or fall out of the race, and they continue to just stay afloat. Last night, it was the heroics of Parker Meadows. Here's Dan Dickerson's call. Grand slam for Parker Meadows.
It's a great setup. I mean, two outs, top of the ninth, full count, and it goes opposite field against a heater.
You're down to your last out, your last strike. It's 100 miles an hour, outer part of the plate. He goes, oppo, muscles it for a grand slam. Parker Meadows, it's been a very uneven season for him. He got hurt. He got sent down. When he's on the team, when he's wearing the old English D, 39-22. And it's because he does stuff. And I don't know how you define stuff, but I know it when I see it in like a grand slam or you rob a home run or you make a play in the field or you just take the extra base. He does stuff.
Yeah, you turn a single into a double.
Yeah.
That's stuff.
Yeah.
You rob the home run or you make a play in center field that not many could possibly make. You get a good jump on a ball and you run it down, you make a diving catch, you hit a grand slam in a moment like that. Yeah, that's stuff.
Are they going to do this or not?
If I got to plant my flag right now, no.
I don't mean make the playoffs. Are they going to do this thing where they tease us?
Oh, yeah. They're going to do this all the way till they're mathematically eliminated. And they're going to bounce around. I don't know how close they actually get. And maybe in the next six games, because they've got the A's and the Rockies, maybe they get within three and make it even more exciting. But then there's a nine-game stretch where they've got six against the Orioles and three against Kansas City. And now the three against Kansas City, you have a hand in directly affecting a team that you're competing with that is currently in the playoffs and you're not. You have an opportunity to directly affect that, but it's the other six against Baltimore that kind of worry me more.
They're teetering. right? A loss last night, we would have said, ah, it's back-to-back, you're shut out, football season's here, we can pronounce you dead and move on and be done with you. Teetering. Same thing goes the other way. You win three of the next four of the next five. You trim it into that sweet spot we talk about, getting inside of three games. You're teetering the other way. I mean, they're just kind of hanging in there. Ticket Texter shares their thoughts, says, I know I should be happy with the Tigers, but I'm just upset because I know it's actually a bad team and they just won't die. It's a fake playoff run.
Well, yeah, I don't know that any of us are sitting here going, there's a reality to them making the playoffs.
But why would you be upset? I don't get that part of it. Like, I agree with the fake playoff run part of it. This isn't a real race yet. We've tried to call it like we see it. They're not quite there yet.
This is kind of the definition of putting lipstick on a pig.
Right. But why would you be upset if Parker Meadows rounds out the month playing really good ball? Why would you be mad if they find something to build on for next season? If sound the alarm for next year, why is that a bad thing?
They were listening to you for the first 3 months of the season. What if they had added a bat? Yeah. I mean, but I wouldn't even say that. And I don't mean this to be a defense of Scott Harris, but what if Parker Meadows had been playing like this the entire season? What if Spencer Torkelson was even a measure of himself of what we saw last year? What if Kerry Carpenter hadn't gotten hurt? Any of those things go the other way from how they actually went, you might be talking about one game back right now.
But then can they learn their lesson?
Well, I hope so.
In that there's things that could have gone well that didn't. It's a baseball season. There's 162. You can't expect everything to go your way.
Riley Green missed some time.
Next year, something will go wrong.
Well, you have to watch.
Next year, someone will get sent down. Someone will get hurt. Reinforcements, please.
You have to weather stuff like the Green injury, John. That's
right.
Part of the season.
No, I get
but the ifs, the three ifs you just asked, they're in the playoffs if those ifs went positive.
Go the other way.
The point that Jim, and why Jim is right, even though he gets awfully smarmy about it, is because if those ifs were all yeses, you'd still be better if you had Chapman. Even with that, well, you might be leading the division.
Texter says this run is bad for business. It's an excuse for Harris to say, I told you so.
Okay, so fine. Play the game. I told you so. But you built the foundation. And what he also said in that same sentence was, we got to build a foundation. When that happens, the finances will be there.
Right.
So, okay, you're right. Nobody wants to say it. Maybe you're right. Maybe he was right. Now follow through.
I think, yeah, that's okay. Follow throughs. And part of the challenge here is Torque did this at the end of last year, and we know it wasn't real. So there's a good chance that one of these young guys who plays well at the end of this year will struggle with the adjustment to the adjustment, right? Teams will key in and push these young players, and they're not all going to pan out.
I think if their approach to hitting continues to be the way it is, that probably won't happen minus Torque, okay? I mean, you look at guys like this here, like, I know Corbin Carroll struggled early. You know, baseball's a weird sport. Yep. I've seen many a player struggle the first 2 months. I know Big Poppy did. And then he had a resurgence in his career. So, you know, I would say this. We asked, it was interesting, we had to text about the fake playoff race. Because that's the question we asked like a week ago, remember?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Is this fake or real? I would say they did exactly what we asked them to do the last week. Now, you can look at it negatively. They didn't gain ground. It's still five. Look at it positive. They survived because we were concerned about this Red Sox Padres stretch. They just went 3-3 against a AL wildcard contender and a NL wildcard team. And now you get the easy games. And we had all along said, if you can get this to three when you go play the Orioles, they're in it. And if it's the Royals they're competing against, they got direct competition. The Royals close with the Braves, who are competing for a playoff spot. We close with the White Sox. So it's still on target. I would say in the last week, mission accomplished.
Right, but the Orioles are also competing for the AL East title. I mean, they're one game up, a half game up, because they've played one more game than the Yankees have. So it's not like you're going to look at that six games that they play in nine games as, well, Baltimore doesn't really need it.
No,
they do.
No, and again, the whole thing when we plotted this out last week was survive this stretch. They did it. Now you have to survive that Baltimore, Kansas City, Baltimore stretch. You're going to need to win 2 or 3 against the Royals.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. That feels like a non-negotiable.
If you can go 4-5 in that stretch, 5-4, you survived it. And you get to the last week, 2-3 games out.
Yeah, I think some of the significance of yesterday was also, if they had lost that game, not only being shut out, not only losing back-to-back games, they would have been below 500 this morning if they lost. You know what I mean? Like, and then you go, okay, here we go. Here we go again. You avoid all that. You stave off ending the season. You stave off that and you instead keep the vibes going. Like, you could see that crowd was into it last night that had like a buzz. The team rallies. You win that way.
Yeah.
I mean, AJ's talked about how things are feeling different around there. Like, that's a win that keeps that on the tracks. You stay on the tracks for another week, another day even.
You had to get the 500 first and then above. So yep. Your point taken. They have now moved to equal with the Mariners on the top line for the team trying to chase down the wild card. Again, I think sometimes they survived this week with the Padres and Red Sox, and they've still given themselves a chance. Small.
We want to make sure we keep bringing them up as long as they stay in the fight.
Tiny.
Yeah, I know.
Colin-like.
I was waiting for that.
Sorry, I encouraged it.
Mm-hmm. We got a lot of football to get to. It is a Football Friday, after all. We've got our Odyssey NFL insider, Brian Baldinger. He's going to join us next. We got the picks coming up at 8:35. Lions deep dive at 8:50. It's 97.1.
Something we think about every single day. It's about the bank account. It's about the finances. And when you're managing your finances, you need a bank that gets you, understands you, and is genuinely interested in your success. It's why I bank with First Merchants Bank. It's why I think you should be banking with First Merchants Bank as well. Whether it's your business banking or day-to-day personal banking, First Merchants Bank is 100% interested in helping you prosper. First Merchants bankers are attentive. I've been telling you this. They sat down with me, asked me questions. They wanted to find out what my goals were, where I'm at in my profession, in my life, my family, and they built a financial plan that fit my unique situation. They'll do the same for you. And when you make the switch to First Merchants Bank, you're also going to get access to their highly rated mobile banking app with innovative personal finance tools. Plus, they're deeply connected to the community's needs because it's their community as well. It's where they live and work. It's where they've grown up. And they volunteer and donate to local causes to ensure that we all prosper together. This is the difference of 100% interest in you. For a better banking experience, visit firstmerchants.com. That's firstmerchants.com. First Merchants Bank, helping you prosper. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some from my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We are thrilled to get the NFL back. Thrilled to be joined by Brian Baldinger this morning. Brian, thanks for joining us.
Tim, Ryan, it's good to be with you guys, man. How are you?
Good. All right, good, as long as I turn my mic on. Hey, Baldy, you and I have, obviously, being former offensive linemen in the league, when we watch a game, we are always drawn to watching the offensive line. And with the way that this Lions offense is built, it's key to have a good offensive line. We sometimes get carried away. We think they are the best offensive line in the NFL. Where do they rank, and how good are they?
They're good. I mean, I think Kevin Zeitler is actually an upgrade at right guard. I know he's been in the league a long time, but he doesn't miss games. He might be the strongest guy pound for pound on the team. He's just a very good player. And you play him next to Penei Sewell right there. I mean, that's a strong, strong right side. And then, you know, it's just a question of Frank staying healthy, you know, because when he's healthy, he's awesome. It's good. It's a good group. I don't know if they're better than Philadelphia. I don't know if Kansas City is better at this point. I mean, there's some good groups out there. You know, you got to go through some of the gauntlets and some of the tests, you know, when whether it's on the road in noisy stadiums, when you lose a guy, can they have the right depth, you know, to replace him? But, you know, they're definitely top three right now, Ryan, to start the season.
Baldy, we're talking Super Bowl a lot here in Detroit. And the question that we ask ourselves is, you know, do we need to pinch ourselves? Like, is this justifiable? Are we right to talk Super Bowl?
Well, it's a stacked roster. I mean, you really can't find a weakness right now. I mean, if you go back and, you know, you look at, the championship game against San Francisco. I mean, you got a 17-point lead in the third quarter and you can't hold it. Now, you could say that there's some questionable fourth down decisions that Coach Campbell made. You know, he's a gambler. I don't think he second-guessed himself at all. But, you know, there's questions in the secondary. Could they hold up? And so here comes Terrion Arnold and it's Rake Straw. I mean, those guys should be better players than what they had out there at some point. You can't really find a hole or weakness. You could say, okay, maybe pass rush, but we'll see what Marcus Davenport can do and if he's an upgrade. But, you know, Aleem and DJ inside, probably as good as any tandem of defensive tackles. It's a very good roster. I think in the second year, when you look at the speed that a Jahmyr Gibbs has, when you look at the speed that Jameson Williams has, not many people have two players, young players, on their roster that can run like that, that can change the game in one play, just like Jameson did on that reverse against San Francisco to get in the end zone. I mean, I can't find a weakness right now with this team. So are they a Super Bowl contender? Absolutely.
The matchup with the Rams. When you watch this game, what are some keys? What are some matchups that have to go the Lions' way for them to win?
Well, they won the game, the wild card weekend game, 24-23, and they won the game because they played great, great red zone defense in the second half of that game, and they kept the Rams to field goals. And, you know, if the Rams had scored touchdowns there, the Rams would have gone to the championship game. So, I mean, that's one thing is red zone defense was strong in two different series in the second half last year. But I think the team that, you know, can really get the running game cranked up, it's going to go a long ways to having success. And so both teams play action passes are off that. Both teams want to get the running game going. They lean on it. Sean McVay's got two really good young backs, but so does Detroit. And so I think that, you know, which team can get the running game going right now is going to be a big factor.
What's the impact of no Ulrich Jackson? Rob Haverstein is dealing with an ankle. Darius Williams, we found out yesterday or the day before, he is out on the defensive side of things. What's the impact for them losing them for this game?
Well, I think it's huge. I mean, you know, Aiden is going to line up over Havenstein most of the time. He does move around quite a bit. But for the most part, he's going to be lined up over Rob. Rob's an excellent player. Probably underrated to some degree, but he's just a very solid, sound player that has lined up and played a lot of snaps. Now, they've had three injuries throughout training camp on the offense line. Rob's one of them. I thought they had it by the time they got to the playoffs last year, their line really came together. You know, I think that when you look at Avila, you know, when he's at left guard, he was a huge upgrade last year of what they had. But, I mean, nobody can withstand too many injuries up front. I think if they lose Rob, I think they lose a lot. And I think they're much weakened in both pass protection and in the run game just because of just how good he is. So it can impact this game tremendously if he's not there.
Insider calls this season are brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. You can purchase Hellman's at your local Walmart, Kroger, or grocery store to add extra deliciousness and creamy flavor to your game day dishes this football season. We're excited to have football back. Brian, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, my pleasure, guys. I'll talk to you next week.
Perfect.
Enjoy the games.
Thank you.
Yep, you too.
And to Heather with the news.
Yeah, here yes. I am. The Washington Commanders have fired their vice president of content a day after he was suspended, after he was caught on a hidden camera making derogatory comments about players, fans, and the league. This is a wild story. Raelle Enteen thought that he was on a date, right? He met this woman on a dating app, but he was actually being filmed by this undercover reporter for the O'Keefe Media Group, which apparently does this kind of thing quite frequently.
Yeah.
And in the video, he referred to players as being homophobic. He called fans high school educated alcoholics. And then he made disparaging comments about Jerry Jones and Roger Goodell. Not good at all. He had been with the Commanders for 4 years.
Yeah, glad he's gone. This angered me when he said this because it's an awful portrayal. And it's not accurate of what goes on, you know, on NFL teams or NFL fans. Like, I mean, he did fulfill his job description, though. He is a content creator, yeah. And he created some content.
Did you watch the video?
I did.
It's one of those, it makes me uncomfortable. It's one of those, I didn't want to watch it because I just like, it was like, should I watch it? Shouldn't I? Because it really makes me uncomfortable. Ugh. Yeah. Anyway, the second Dan Campbell Applebee's commercial has dropped.
There's two, and it might
be better than the first, I guess. It's about 15 seconds longer, so there's a little bit more.
A little more acting.
Yeah, and it kind of put him in a natural position. He acts as an assistant shift manager at the restaurant, and he kind of directs the rest of the staff around in his typical coaching style.
I love it when he looks at the, I mean, obviously you got to have the visual.
Yes.
And he's looking at the employee of the month and he says next month, this is my wall. I love that part.
So the individual who flew that drone over the Green Day concert at Comerica Park could face a hefty fine of up to or more than $30,000. He is being investigated by the FAA, and they have rules. I mean, there are rules about where you can fly a drone, when you can fly it, how low, how high it has to be. But there's bans of flying a drone in or around a radius of 3 nautical miles from stadiums or venues, starting 1 hour before and ending 1 hour after the scheduled time of the major event. The FAA cannot actually pursue criminal charges, but they can fine the drone operator, like I said, with thousands and thousands of dollars. They can also suspend or revoke the drone operator's pilot certificates.
So being at the concert, you would think it would have incited more panic to see the act run off the stage, but I don't know, somehow people were whispering that it was a drone and we could see it.
So it was pretty low then.
Yeah. I mean, you couldn't like see it real close, but it had like a blinking light on it so you could find it in the sky, and everybody said, okay, just get it out of the sky and back to the show.
Was it a person, like, did they want to be in the concert and didn't get tickets, so they wanted to enjoy it from outside the stadium? Like, what was the point of all of it?
I don't understand.
Yeah. The mystery surrounding that open casket that was on display in a Warren Park has been solved. So there was a photo, I don't know if you saw it, it was posted online, an open casket just chilling right there in the park, right, with a body inside, kind of sent shockwaves across Sure. Not only the internet, but also the neighborhood there. Well, it turns out there was a 97-year-old woman and lifelong, longtime Warren resident who passed away. She passed away in New York and was being transported to a cemetery in Detroit. Now, the family wanted to take time to say their goodbyes.
Right.
Apparently, at the cemetery, they couldn't do that with an open casket, and they wanted to have that moment with this woman. So the funeral director kind of parked the casket there in the park. That's where a lot of people lived, right by Butcher Park.
Oh.
So they were able to say their goodbyes right there and then on to her next destination.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So it was all just part of like a funeral procession,
right.
Basically.
Yeah, it seemed weird, but there's nothing like
it's
wrong
weird.
About it.
No, nothing, I guess.
Like,
it's
nothing
just,
illegal.
It's just odd, right?
It's, sure, it's odd, yeah. But
it would be a weird sight to see.
It's Heather with the news. Ticket Texters want to know who Ryan is. We are also trying to get to the bottom of...
Yeah, is
of
that what they said? That,
yeah, Ryan,
or he said?
Yeah, I think Ryan was the employee of the month that was on the wall. You know, so Ryan, I'm coming after you.
No, I think
no.
Craig was the
Craig?
Employee. They're wondering why Baldy was calling one of us Ryan. They go,
oh.
When did Mark Ryan get on the morning show?
Oh.
And someone says, I love Hannah's news.
Oh, I'm sure she loves you, too.
Anyway.
Cool.
248-539-9797. We get it. It happens. We have the picks coming up next. It's Football Friday. It's 97.1. And we got to tell you about Moran Chevrolet. It's a chance to elevate your tailgating game this season with Moran Chevrolet. The 2024 Silverado 4x4 Crew Cab starting at $249 a month. That's with $999 down at Moran Chevy, where you always get the best price. Period. Moran has shipments arriving daily, so you're going to have that vehicle you're looking for when you show up. And you don't have to go in and see them. You can do your shopping online. You go to MoranExpress.com. You pick up your truck or have it delivered directly. Score the best deal at MoranExpress.com or on Gratiot North of 15 Mile in Clinton Township. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. At Eastern Market, it's all from the Bullseye Group, the Lions VIP tailgate with all you can eat food. You got the open bar. It's 3 hours before kickoff. Go to bullseyeeventgroup.com for tickets or win them with us this morning. A pair of tickets. The next time you hear Parker Meadows Grand Slam call from Dan Dickerson, you're going to call in. You're going to have your chance to win those tickets.
Sweet.
Lions Rams.
It's finally here.
How do you feel now that the season's here?
Oh, I'm excited. I mean, I was excited last night and we had no horse in the race, but both teams, I don't know if you were listening yesterday when Stoney was on, we talked about our Super Bowl predictions. I've got the Ravens in the Super Bowl against the Rams or against the Lions. And so, you know, we're invested in that because there's two AFC teams, two really good AFC teams. And it's the two-time defending world champs. And I'm watching that game going, boy, this is a heavyweight bout. How would the Lions match up with either of these teams in this game? And we finally have a franchise and a team that has been built where you could say, yeah, we could play with either of those teams. So I can't wait to see them against the Rams. And I can't wait for this season. Week by week, there's anticipation of what this team has been building. And now it feels like there's a 17-game schedule where we're finally going to get the payoff of being one of the upper echelon teams and franchises in the NFL.
Lions fans, give us a word to describe your feelings now that the season's here. And you can give us a score prediction, too, if you'd like. I know we did the picks. We didn't give a score there. John, I think this is a Lions 31-21 kind of game.
What? Get out of my notes.
Do you have that written down? Let me look at this. People, he has that written down.
31-21.
I could go 31-24. Maybe kick a field goal.
Uh-oh. Do I dare ask the question, Gov? Is this a Costa lock? A Costa lock?
No, not yet. We'll have plenty of those this season. But I feel really good. And like to get into the emotion of it, it feels surreal to me, to use my word. Surreal. And I don't want to take this for granted. Like, this is a Super Bowl caliber football team. And we've waited so long for this. It feels surreal, but I don't want to look back and not appreciate it in the moment. So like, don't take this for granted. Enjoy this season. Soak up all of it. It's not always going to be good. They'll lose some games this year. But to have a team that's going to go into every single game favored or within a couple points. I mean, they're going to be a really good football team, and we deserve it, guys. We have waited so long for this. We deserve it. Let's appreciate it. Let's bask in it.
So the one word that I had to describe my feeling going into the season, and especially on Sunday night, is confident.
Yeah.
And it's confident because we've seen, it's not just a one-off. This is a team that has earned the right to be here. It's a young team that has drafted well, that has developed players. They've signed their own guys. They've been very smart in everything, single thing that they've done. And every time that they make a move, it's like, wow, we have a competent GM. We have a competent organization, one that is doing things right. And it's recognized around the NFL. It's recognized by multiple fan bases, not just here locally in Detroit. And so because you have developed depth and you have put together a roster that is talented, that it's young, I'm confident that there are going to be injuries, there are going to be losses, that you can overcome some of those and you can sustain some of those and still be a damn good football team. Going into this game, and I look at the individual matchups, O-line, D-line, wide receivers, defensive backs. Now, they obviously have a great group of wide receivers, Cooper Kupp and Puka Nacua, two very proven guys. And they've got a competent passing attack, but will they be able to protect Matthew Stafford?
Right, because no left tackle, right tackle's hurt.
Yeah.
Jonah's moving into center, Jonah Jackson, who we're familiar with. The point is the Lions' D-line should be a little better, and if the Rams' D-line is a little leaky, we know Stafford with time is dangerous with all the ways he can uncork the football.
Well,
with
pressure,
now you can get turnovers. Now you can light the building on fire on Sunday night.
Let me know if you've heard this before. A quarterback that puts up a lot of numbers and receivers that catch a lot of passes, but they can't find ways to win games.
Familiar.
There's going to be a 100-yard receiver on the opposite side, whether it's Cooper Kupp or it's Puka Nacua. There's going to be numbers that are put up by Matthew Stafford. It doesn't mean that translates to a win. The Lions team is well balanced. They can run the ball. They can throw the ball. They've got a number of different weapons, and I'm very intrigued about how will Ben Johnson tweak this offense to fit the experience and expectations of a Jahmyr Gibbs, the experience and expectations of a Sam Laporta, along with the emergence of Jameson Williams with Amon-Ra St. Brown. Like I can't be more excited, but it gives me confidence going into this season.
Yeah, and just talking about the game specifically, you get a chance to see your young corners against really good receivers. You get a chance to see if the front is going to get more pressure this season in a favorable matchup. The back end is not a favorable matchup, but you get to see kind of a push-pull. You get to see this defense get challenged a little bit right out of the gate and see what they look like. Offensively, I think Sam Laporta is going to have a big day. I think the linebacker room, Roseboom, was one of the lowest graded linebackers in football a year ago. And Ben Johnson is the king of putting those linebackers in conflict with some of the run fakes, with some of the pre-snap motion, with some of the misdirection. You got him going one way, a little boot going the other way, and it's Sam Laporta wide open. And I think he's going to win his matchup without the misdirection, but I think Ben Johnson's only going to help these guys get open. They have a ton of toys to play with. I think Laporta's the guy with the big day.
Right, and it's not just getting the ball in their hand. It's getting the ball in their hand when they can turn upfield and actually get yards after catch. Do something with it. Because what have we seen? Whether it's Laporta with the ball, who's blocking downfield? Amon-Ra St. Brown, J-Mo, Jahmyr Gibbs, and it doesn't matter. Put the ball in anybody's hands, and the standard has been set that if you don't have the ball and somebody's running downfield, you better get your ass downfield to pick off someone.
That's culture. That's the standard. Yeah. It's no excuses. What was the line? No block, no rock? I mean, that's how this offense works. No, John, you have every right to be confident. I think Lions fans are justified. The hype is justified this season, and it's surreal that we're talking Super Bowl. What word would you use to describe the Lions as we kick off the season? Maybe a word to describe the matchup with the Rams. Ticket, text, phone calls. It's 97.1.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at MyBob's.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.